575 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Orrin DeWolf, 543. I entered a room to the left. This was a little after 9 in the morning. Rodolphus C. Edwards was at Flag and Dodd's Tavern the night of Stiles' death. I saw DeWolf about 10:30 in the bar room. He said there was a man at the barn who was drunk, and he wanted some salt and water to give him. DeWolf, myself, Nathaniel Watson, and a man from Boston went out together. We found Stiles lying on a cot bed. DeWolf went for Dr. Haywood, who arrived about 10 minutes after us. Before Dr. Haywood came, DeWolf told us that he had been with Stiles to Bartlett's and Cobley's, that Stiles drank once at Bartlett's and twice at Cobley's. I noticed a red streak on one side of Stiles' neck. Stiles was still warm. Nathaniel Watson was at Flag and Dodd's the evening of Stiles' death. He went to the stable with Mr. Edwards, Mr. Mason, and DeWolf. He thought Stiles was dead when we first went in. DeWolf stepped to the bed and was going to give him some salt and water he had in a dish. In a very few minutes, he went for the doctor. Alfred P. Bartlett saw Stiles about 12 o'clock at Whipple's. He had hired a horse to go to Holden and returned about 12 o'clock at night. He found no one in the stable and went upstairs to call the hostler. He saw a man lying on the bunk, called to him and shook him, but received no answer. He saw that he was dead and thought he died in a fit. He saw a red streak about his neck, which frightened him. In a few minutes, Mr. Matthews and Mr. Hillman came from the east, and soon after, DeWolf came from the same direction. He asked who the man was, and DeWolf said Mr. Stiles. He asked what Stiles, and Mr. Matthews said, the hump-backed man. He asked what the matter was, and DeWolf said the doctor supposed he was chilled through. He asked where he found him, and he said he found him in the yard by the side of a sleigh, with his hat in one place and his coat in another. Mr. Matthews asked if he gave him anything, and he said nothing but some salt and water. Dr. Benjamin F. Haywood resides in Worcester and has been a practicing physician for about 30 years. DeWolf called him to see Stiles late in the evening of January 14th last. He said there was a man dead at Fessenden's Tavern. He told him if he was dead, there was no use in his going to see him. He said he didn't know whether he was dead or not and asked him who it was. He said Mr. Stiles, that he found him in the street. He didn't know whether he died by intoxication or was frozen to death. He dressed himself and went down. About 11 by the clock on the stairs, he found Stiles. He had a curvature of the spine. He felt his pulse and heart and made a sufficient examination to ascertain that he was dead. DeWolf showed a silk handkerchief, which he said he had taken from Stiles' neck because it was so tight he didn't know but it would choke him. He asked what he should do with the body and said, I don't want it here. He told him he should go for a coroner and do what was necessary. He told him Timothy Bancroft was a coroner, and he rode away, but soon returned.